And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us before, Tim King from the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. Welcome.
Hi, how are you all? Thank you.
We're fantastic. Well, you've got a lot of things happening. Of course, you got new officers on your board, but the big thing is coming up is Hoosier Star auditions. So tell us about that.
Well, we were supposed to have auditions back in March, and of course, that didn't take place for obvious reasons. But we rescheduled them for July the 11th and 12th. And so right now we have about 70 people that have signed up for that. And we still have some spots left on Saturday 11th. They want to go to HoosierStar.com and check that out. What we're going to do this year is, obviously, we cannot have a live performance with people in the audience or with the orchestra even. So we've decided to tear it down, and we're going to do almost like a studio session with five members of our orchestra as a sort of a backup combo for the 10 finalists. And we're going to stream this live online on our website, the Hoosier Star website, several Facebook sites, a couple of radio stations, and we're still working out all the kinks. This will be streamed free, obviously, to anybody who wants to see it, but in order to vote, you'll have to pay $5.
What a great fundraising idea.
So the good part about this is that, say, a finalist has a relation that lives in California or New York or anywhere in the world, they can still see this and vote if they want to. Of course, the bad thing is that we can't have the full orchestra and people can't be there live. And so it's going to miss some of the excitement about it. But we really wanted to keep this tradition up. This is the 15th year. And so we're working very diligently to make sure that this is going to happen. And that will be September the 12th, Saturday, September the 12th at 7 p.m. Central.
Is there a sign-up deadline?
July the 3rd, sign-up deadline.
Very good. And what's the eligibility to be in Hoosier Star?
There are two divisions. One is the youth division, which is 17 years old and younger. And the other one is the adult division, which is 18 years old and over. And both of them will contain a $1,000 first prize and a $500 second prize.
Wow, very good.
That is continuing.
Well, thank you. I tell you, I'm working with a bunch of 20 and 30-somethings, and they are dragging me, kicking and screaming, into the 21st century.
Well, actually, that's kind of that's what I was going to ask. So I was looking, you know, the LCSO vision, it uses six pillars, you know, excellence, diversity, mm-hmm. participation, engagement, education, and collaboration. Can you mention some of the new initiatives or discussions related to, like, how you had to adjust to the global pandemic?
Well, of course, we had to cancel the last two concerts, March and April, or right now we would have had a new music director by now. So we have scheduled them for next season. We'll see how that goes. But in the case for Hoosier Star, we just knew that we were going to have to, we wanted to do it. And so we met with a bunch of people, all of them, of course, younger than me, to tell us how we could do this. And the online decision to do this is the way we want to do it. And, of course, so the people performing will be piano, trap set, bass, guitar, things like that. Just can't use the whole orchestra. And so for in the education, because we usually have our education concerts in October with 6,000 students attending.
And they love it.
That isn't going to happen. They love it, but that isn't going to happen live. But we've been bringing in this gentleman who actually used to teach in the LaPorte system. His name is Rick DeYoung, and he's in Nashville. And he's going to take last year's concert, which we taped, and he's going to dissect it, add to it, and add a whole bunch of online opportunities. And he's sort of going to be the host of an almost quasi-TV show for the students. And so this will be accessible online beginning in October, pretty much to any educator that wants to see this and present it in their classrooms. And we'll also have online educational materials that they can download on our website as well. So that's just two of the things that we're working on now. Of course, we want to get back to live performance. But
I know. What about the concert in Washington Park in August?
What we're planning right now, Esther, on that one is, right now we're planning to do it, but we will do it with probably half the orchestra distanced from each other, and then people would have to be separated on the lawn, or they could even stay in their cars if they wanted to, and we are going to have a sound company come in and enhance the sound for us. So that's the plan on that one. We don't know. It's still tentative. We want to do it, and we're just kind of keeping everything on hold until we see what the national front says.
Do a la carte online, too?
Well, we're looking at a thing called mini cards. we're looking at providing opportunities that we can either deliver to people, so we're still working on that. A la carte, of course, took a hit this summer because, as you know, that's a social dinner get together in people's homes, and that wasn't going to happen. So we're working on being able to provide some sort of opportunity for people that can still support the orchestra and us providing them something in return. Tune in.
Yeah, Tim, we have to wrap it up here real quick. So okay. Give us the web address for Hoosier Star again.
Hoosier Star auditions July 11th and 12th. Audition deadline is July the 3rd. Application online at HoosierStar.com with the performance September the 12th.
Okay, thank you so much. That's Tim King with the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra and Hoosier Star. Appreciate you being on Art in the Air Spotlight.
It's great to talk to you both. Thank you.